The Church Media Podcast, episode number 18, Adapting Ideas from Other Churches with Josh Williams, part one. Let's do it.
Hey there. Welcome to the Church Media Podcast.
The definitive podcast for creating dynamic experiences and building solid production teams at your church.
Video, audio, lighting, stage design, volunteer culture, and more.
You can find the show notes for this episode at 1230media.com/podcast.
And now, broadcasting from the heart of the South, here's your host, Church Media Coach Carl Barnhill.
Welcome to episode number 18 of the Church Media Podcast. I'm Carl Barnhill, your host. This is the definitive podcast for helping you create dynamic experiences and build solid media production teams at your church. 1230media.com/podcast is where you need to go to grab all the show notes for this episode and to find some shareable content for your team. Again, that's 1230media.com/podcast. In this episode, Josh Williams from Velocity Church is hanging out with me in the studio, and we're going to be talking about adapting ideas from other churches, what things you should consider when you perceive that the church down the road or in another part of the country is doing a better job than you. So, Josh, let's get right to it. A couple months ago, you wrote an article for our blog called Just Because It Worked at Another Church Doesn't Mean It Will Work for Yours. Tell me the premise behind the article.
First of all, I think that's the shortest title I could have come up with.
Yeah.
The premise was I was having a conversation with one of our interns, and he was just wanting to try to learn like what he can do to help. He was over at the student worship. And wanted to just try to figure out what he could do to grow, and was asking, well, what about this church and what about this church? And I said, well, dude, just because that worked there doesn't mean it's going to work for you. Good doesn't equate all across the board all the time. More doesn't equal better, and less doesn't equal simpler, is what I told him. And so I came out with five filters to kind of help find the right fit for your congregation.
Okay.
The first one was, what does your pastor want? We all have a pastor that has a vision for the church, a vision for where he wants it to go. And so the first thing that we need to do is find out what the pastor's vision is essentially wanting. What does he want for us when we are creating a worship experience, or when we're creating a video, or when we're creating graphics or print, or whatever it is that we have? I worked at a church that told me that they wanted modern worship one time, and I was shocked when I found out several months later that I was too modern. It turns out that the pastor's vision of modern and my vision of modern were not lining up. So I needed to merge and align my vision with what God has imparted on him as my leader.
So what do you suggest? Do you suggest possibly setting up meetings or a lunch with your pastor or a creative session, some type of meeting or sitting down of the minds and kind of picking his brain and taking notes? What do you suggest?
How can we start with? I think to start with, you definitely need to plan meetings, plan anything you can do to spend time together. At its core, what you're trying to do is build a relationship to where, just like, and this sounds funny, just like in dating, you know each other and you kind of know how the other is going to react. I know how my wife is going to react. She knows how I'm going to react. And I heard of a worship leader that said one time, I can basically do just about anything I want because my pastor knows and trusts me. Hmm. And it's all about building that relationship, building that trust to know what he wants, where he wants it to go, where God is leading him.
And again, which you mentioned here, that the pastor down the road might have a different vision for their culture than your pastor has for your culture. So in digging in, or trying stuff, you may look at the church down the road and think that they are reaching people, but you may found out that something different is the case. But it needs to go back to, you need to make sure that it's a right fit for your congregation, and you can do that the first way, like you said, Josh, by just touching base with your pastor, getting to know your pastor, and finding out what he wants. That's so good.
Mm. And this also sounds really, really simple, but there's no point in creating a large-scale production for a church that doesn't feel comfortable, a church that continually says, well, we feel too big and we feel lost. There's no point in building that. That might work at the church down the road, and it might work fantastically, and you might love it. But if it doesn't work for you, then there's no point to that. That doesn't mean you throw away all production and you just give everything away, but scale it down. Do simpler lighting scenes. Do things that will emphasize the intimacy of everything. Hmm. It might be a church that says, I love the lights. It's like a rock show. Well, you probably don't need to walk out with just an acoustic guitar and a completely blacked out set. Find something. Find what your congregation is looking for. Find what helps them grow.
So our two filters so far in adapting ideas from other churches are, number one, what does your pastor want? And number two, what does your congregation want? All right, what's number three, Josh?
Number three is knowing what your limitations are. I think every one of us would love to have that $1 million budget where we can get whatever we want, whenever we want, with no questions asked.
And let me bust this bubble. I've been on staff at some of the largest churches in the country, and even those churches don't have the $1 million budget. So maybe a church down the road looks at a larger church and thinks, well, they have all the money in the world. That's not true. They may have more money or more resources, but they're still on a budget most of the time, just like you. And so maybe they have more bells and whistles, but I promise you that the media director at those churches are fighting some of the same battles, honestly. Hey, can I buy this new toy, this new thing? And sometimes the answer is no. And so that's the thing that maybe a media director at another church doesn't see. And that works on both sides of the fence, I guess.
Yeah. Knowing even sometimes within the same church, I mentioned earlier talking about one of our student worship interns and he wanted the students to be like the what we call the main stage, but the room they're in is a lot smaller and they didn't have the budget for the lighting and things like that. And it just doesn't simply lend itself to that kind of environment. And I just wanted to honestly embrace that limitation because finding a creative solution means embracing that limitation and learning how to get around it and making that creative solution part of your identity. A big element in making something look good is making it look like it has purpose.
Hmm. That is so good. Okay, so number three, what are your limitations? All right, we're going to take a quick break. On the flip side, Josh is going to give us two more things to think about when finding the right fit for your church. We'll be right back.
Helping you create experiences and build solid media production teams at your church. This is the Church Media Podcast with your church media coach, Carl Barnhill. We'll be right back. As a church media director, we know that you're constantly looking for ways to make your life and job easier. In the Ultimate Church Media Toolbox, the new ebook by Carl Barnhill, Carl gives over 57 digital tools and ideas on how to use them for your ministry and your team. From Dropbox to MailChimp, GroupMe, Plex Media Server, and more. Carl gives you descriptions of each tool, ways to use each to enhance your ministry to your media team, and direct links to download the app or the tool. The book is organized so you don't have to search around to know where to get it or how to use it. It's a resource that we pray will help save you time and energy. It's also extremely affordable. You can grab several copies for your team members without putting a dent in your budget. The Ultimate Church Media Toolbox, available now on Amazon or on our website at 1230media.com/toolbox. That's 1230media.com/toolbox. For affordable worship media, custom media, and more production training for your church, visit 1230media.com. Here's your host, Carl Barnhill.
Welcome back. I'm talking with Josh Williams about making sure that you are finding the right fit for content, programs, and other things you do at your church. We're on number four, Josh.
Yeah, number four is don't compare yourself to others. I have several friends who are worship leaders in mega churches nearby. The church I'm at is around 200 at the moment. I love hearing what they're doing, what they're trying. I love dreaming about how I could implement some of that into our services. But I have to be really careful not to compare, not to say, well, if only I was like them. Nothing good can come from comparing things like that. It doesn't matter if you're comparing size, budget, quality, experience. Comparing yourself or what you have to another church will only lead to Satan bringing bitterness into your life, losing the vision of your team. nothing good can come from that.
But the grass is always greener over there, though, right?
I think that if you talk to anybody in any of those churches, they will tell you that there's always somebody bigger. There's always somebody better. There's always somebody smarter and newer and younger and fresher. It continues to go, and so we might as well work together on a team.
So does that mean that we should never look at churches to see what they're doing and gather ideas from?
Oh, no, we definitely need to learn from places. Learning from churches, especially the churches that are bigger that have been there already. That's how most of us are going to, that's how most of us got our start, is by watching people bigger than us and learning from them. And I think that as we reach out to those larger churches and as they reach out, a lot of my friends in those bigger churches have kind of started to teach me and kind of help mentor and disciple me into that. And it's created a really cool teamwork effect that, yeah, definitely reach out to those churches, learn from them.
So true. I'm playing devil's advocate, of course, and we're going to do an episode next week on just that, part two of adapting ideas from other churches, where we're going to talk about how we can learn from other churches. So when we are adapting, how can we do it without stealing and different things like that? So be sure to check that out next week. All right, our last way to find the right fit for your content, programs, and more.
Number five, the last one, is remembering that quality and tons of resources aren't mutually exclusive. One of the phrases that I have been loving lately is that more doesn't always mean better, and less doesn't always mean simpler. Apple is a prime example of that. Their graphics are sometimes classified as minimalistic, yet anybody who knows graphics knows that the work that goes into making it look so simple is so far from it. Sometimes a simple setup for a worship service will be more than a full-scale production because you're wanting it to feel intimate. Just because you don't have 40 movers at your disposal doesn't mean that you can't create a really cool and exciting production.
That's so true.
And just because your church feels that they need small scale doesn't mean you can't add in cool key lighting or some sort of cool effects. My favorite thing to do with acoustic sets is to get some haze going and get some really awesome backlighting from above. It creates this really cool, intimate feel, like something you'd see in a movie.
So remember that quality and tons of resources aren't necessarily mutually exclusive. Any more thoughts on making sure we get the right fit for our congregation?
I think that at its core, it's what works for your church. And I think it's not even what works for you, because if you change churches, what you did at one church might not, and honestly probably won't, work at the next, because it's all about the people that build it up, the people that make up that church. What is it that's going to connect with them, help them to meet and see and grow in Jesus, and what is going to help disciple them?
These are such good points, man. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast and sharing them with us.
Thank you for having me, man.
I want to thank you for joining us this week on the Church Media Podcast. We want to learn from each other how to create experiences at our churches where people meet Jesus and take their next step with Him. If you want more on this topic, I would love for you to check out the show notes for this episode. You'll get all the notes, free PDF of these filters that we talked about, that you can print out and share with your team. You can put them at your desk to remember what they are. You can go to 1230media.com/podcast. Click on episode number 18 and get everything that you need to know. 1230media.com/podcast. I want to thank my producer for this episode, the king of all media. No, not Howard Stern. David Michael Hyde. David is a contemporary composer and music producer for film and digital media. You can find him at davidmichaelhyde.com. Thanks again for joining me this week. Go out there, guys, and create some amazing experiences this Sunday. I'll catch you in the new year.
Thanks for listening to the Church Media Podcast. Get the show notes for today's episode at 1230media.com/podcast. And be sure to rate and review this podcast in iTunes. For more free church media resources, visit 1230media.com. We'll see you right here next week for another episode of the Church Media Podcast.